Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
So much breaking legal news. Our legal lad, Harry Littman, is the fanciest prosecutor with the longest title ever. I can't think of it all now. Hi, good morning, Harry.
At your service, ma'am.
Here he is. Harry, I have to say, you can tell by what Trump screeches about the most where the legal peril seems to be coming from first, and it appears to be the documents case, right? Not just because of legal developments, but, you know, he has been all over screeching about, you know, what Joe Biden did, but clearly his lawyer leaving is significant, right? I mean, but how would we know if he has left because he's become a witness in obstruction? Let's start with that.
Okay. By the way, very, very observant on your part, because often people say, "Yeah, let's just ignore Trump. He'll just say anything." But you're right. He's reactive, and if you sift through the wails and screams, you can learn something. Okay. So it's a little bit like looking in his diaper to see what he's eaten, I guess. So
legally, yes.
How would you
know? And so this morning we're at corn. When did I have corn?
Oh, stop it.
What?
Exactly. I mean, you wouldn't exactly. And I think we're talking here about, we've got both Georgia happening and Smith. So the documents and those 16 ones from the archives do seem pretty significant. But, it's funny. This is a black box, and you get these little vibes or Trump hints that are coming out, and we can't say for certain, but it is clear that both Fannie Willis in particular is really getting a lot of cooperating witnesses by giving them immunity. Less certain about Smith, but just briefly on the docs you asked about, it's clear that they're a series of memorization, is that what the lawyers say, of conversations where he's told by highest advisors, no, you can't do that, no, you can't magically wave your wand, etc. To my mind, Smith has long since had been over the top on the evidence of guilty intent. And so this, when you have some of these breathless reactions to it, it's really just cumulative. On the other hand, we've got to expect, and it's only smart for him to use the grand jury for all it's worth, because once the grand jury votes a return, it's a very important investigative tool that you can no longer use. So he's piling it on, and these latest documents, I think, are very solid evidence that he was told again and again.
Yeah, and we just played, what is his name? Jim, what's his name? Parlatori, throwing Boris Epstein under the bus, saying he interfered, or he tried to stop us from searching Bedminster. I mean, what do you think is, why do you think he stepped down? Do you sense that he has had to become a cooperating witness, or what do you think is happening there?
Well, so merely having, let me just say about Epstein, by the way, we knew already, I mean, on a whole separate level, you have an incredibly dysfunctional a group of Trump lawyers and a trail of skid marks from them being thrown under the bus, not paid, etc. Yeah. But Epstein kind of inserted himself and wanted to boss everyone around. We knew that already, but now it really hits home. I look, there is a real possibility that they've been in touch with them, and you cannot be a witness and a lawyer in the same proceeding. But there's also a possibility that he's just had it up to here. And I between those two, without knowing a little more, and I think we will know a little more things that people have a way of, like, did you see Ty Cobb?
Well,
last
I just
week?
Was going to read your tweet. You said even former Trump lawyer Ty Cobb now predicting Trump will be indicted, convicted, and sentenced to prison in the documents case. He was
those were in real words on Aaron Burnett. But I'm just saying, former Trump lawyers tend to be embittered and a little garrulous. So we may find out some more, but if Smith has reached out to a lawyer there, and they have been, I have come to understand they're going to be a witness, their proper professional posture is to keep quiet. So
delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Well, now let's talk about Georgia, because you said, yes, it seems a pretty safe bet Georgia versus Donald Trump will be coming our way in August. But don't forget the other 15 or more defendants that the special grand jury recommended indicting, including Rudy Giuliani and Mark Meadows. It's going to be a behemoth criminal case. That is. And as we were saying, the delay also could be, as you were saying, they keep uncovering, you know, more and more people are cooperating in terms of the fraudulent electors, right? And then you said, now the Fulton County judge showing impatience with Trump refusing to permit another brief in his premature motion to scuttle Fani Willis's prosecution. So, everything points to early August, doesn't it?
You know, it really does. And it's interesting, you wouldn't normally announce when you're bringing an indictment. But Trump here, it is, you know, because of the turmoil he brings in his wake. We saw this in E. Jean Carroll, where he had to say prematurely whether he was going to testify or not. She has her folks wearing bulletproof vests. She's reached out to the FBI, and she's taking seriously the attacks on her from Trump, you know, racist, primitive, et cetera, and from potentially the Proud Boys and the like. So we have that preview. And I also, you know, the grand jury that is going to indict him, or that she expects is going to indict him, hasn't even begun to sit yet. So that's kind of telling that she's counting her defendants before they're hatched. And all she has to go on now is the special report that she got before. And that we do know from the four persons, you know, 15-minute fame tour, has, you're right, a ton of Georgia people just in the Georgia elector scheme, many of whom are getting immunity, meaning they're going to talk against the most culpable. And Mark Meadows, it looks like, Rudy Giuliani. So that's the case she was building. No reason to think she's building a different case. And just finally on the Trump thing, he's tried to attack it before the charges have even been brought, premature, no legal basis. And the judge is saying, you know, enough is enough. He has to do a whole nother brief on it. Judge, I have enough. Thank you. So, you know, he is all, as always, I think, is not endearing himself to judges that he has to really worry about.
Yeah. Let's talk about Weisselberg for a minute. You said fresh from his release from Rikers, Weisselberg, now apparent subject of two separate criminal inquiries by Bragg, one for insurance fraud, one for perjury, all to apply pressure for him to testify versus Trump in the Bragg case. That's prosecutorial hardball. My question to you is, will it work, do you think?
And that's up to Alan Weisselberg. Man, think about it for a second. 75-year-old guy, loyal forever, did time at Rikers. You ever been to Rikers? It is a
I have not. You'll be surprised to know.
I have. As a lawyer, by the way.
Yeah. And, thanks.
It's not fun. He did several months, and now he's out. How much can one loyal man take? So they have a possible, strikes me not so easy, but, you know, he's got to be a little nervous. Perjury count and the insurance fraud might be solid. So will he crack? I mean, is he going to, you know, be visiting Rikers Island in and out for the next 5 years? Yeah. You know, it's so we saw him stand up and not cooperate against Trump before. Can he do it again? How much can one 75-year-old accountant take?
Yeah, exactly. Loved your column. Why Special Counsel John Durham's report took so long to say so little. You said, rarely has a government report taken so long in years and pages to tell the public so little as John Durham's report to the DOJ this week. You just said it's tempting to dismiss the report as a long-winded attempt to justify his abysmal record as a special counsel. You said, unfortunately, Durham's handiwork might not be as benign as it is insubstantial. The report will serve, indeed, looks designed to serve the toxic, false, far-right narrative that deep state law enforcement agencies were out to get Trump. It's sort of a time bomb set in 2019 to go off now as the 2024 campaign gets started. We just played a soundbite, I'm not kidding, of Jim Jordan saying, Maria Bartiromo suggested that he go after the Clintons based on something in the Durham report. I mean, I feel like, as you talked about, what did you say? You said Jordan's hearing with self-described FBI whistleblowers is comically deficient and stacked, starting with the point that they're not even whistleblowers. That blew up in his face. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a joke that he's going to go after the Clintons. You know, nothing else seems to have worked.
There's no distinguishing between joke, farce, and earnestness with this crowd. And, you know, the more I think about the Durham report stuff, it's a disgrace. It's not just all of that. And as you say, it's got some purchase now with Jordan and immediately had some with DeSantis, who has to fall in line, and of course, with Trump. But his lookout, his mission was to explain to the attorney general why he decided to prosecute things and why he decided to decline. So the entire 315 page or whatever it is, which are all these like snipes at the initiation of the investigation into Russia, asterisk, which of course they had to do with credible information that Russia and a Trump campaign was consorting. We got that from our ally. It has nothing to do with his whole report. So it really is. That's what I mean by design. It's just to give these red meat talking points. And, you know, the people who hear it, you've been in polite discussions with Trump supporters by now, I'm sure.
And don't.
It's not very nuanced. It's just, well, look what the special counsel said. So it just puts, you know, more misinformation into the public record.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, We think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Yeah, as you put it on Twitter, you said, although it provides zero new of substance, the Durham report, quote, ensures the new momentum for wild-eyed theories that misinform the public, aggravate our partisan divide, and provide fodder for Trump's effort to reprise our most dangerous presidency.
Wow, that's pretty good for 280.
Yeah, that was, I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Nicely
done,
sir.
You don't have any sound effects, I guess, right?
Yeah. Also, I'm totally using the legally seeing what's inside Trump's diaper. Yeah. As a way of reading the legal tea leaves. it is hard to say, right? You know, I guess we seem to have a time frame on the Fannie Willis thing, but you're right, Jack Smith, like, who knows? I mean, the other wild card I have in my head is about January 6th, about, you know, prosecution for the insurrection.
Which he's clearly going after, but is so much more sprawling. But let's get back to Jack Smith, because it's been clear. People haven't been wrong about this, and I include me here. He's in an end game. He's been in an end game since Mike Pence has testified. But talk about a case where you want to use the grand jury for ribbon, bows, staples, and everything you can. When you have a grand jury, it's not just to do charges, but you can investigate, serve subpoenas, get all the information, make sure whoever will testify at trial, you know what they're going to say. And, you know, it's between a week from now or 6 weeks from now, it's very hard for us to say, because it has to do with Smith's prosecutorial judgment of how much he might need in insurance. And so I think we're all correct in thinking it's an end game. I analogize it. My kids have introduced me to soccer, and when you're in that overtime, you don't even know how much time is left.
Yeah.
That's how it kind of feels to me. It's coming soon,
but
6 weeks, who can say?
I love the cartoon of Trump in prison going, I want my lawyers, and then in the next window, we're right here.
Right. Exactly.
Because, yeah, the lawyer, Jim, who we just talked about, Parlatori, attributed his decision to leave to strategy disagreements. I'm going to guess, like, the Trump team thought obstruction was a good strategy, and he didn't. So, you know,
right, well,
we
I
shall
mean,
see.
These guys are really pushed. This is what happens to the Tide Cobs. They want to rehabilitate their reputation after, because they've had to go in front of courts and give positions that have just gotten them excoriated. Yeah. And, you know, they have futures. And being with Trump, you know, everything Trump touches dies, no more so than his legal team.
Can I just say, whatever's in Trump's diaper legally, it's orange and it's disgusting.
Oh.
You're a parent. You know what I mean.
Oh, stop it.
Stephanie.
Harry, thanks for taking time on a big legal week.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Steph.
All right, there he goes. Harry Lippman, special fancy ex-federal prosecutor, fancy writer, lots of stuff. Podcast, amazing. Talking, what?
We link to his stuff at the LA
Everything.
Times.
I can't. It's too much. He's an overachiever. It's too much.